So you have a new superhero script for me?
Yes, sir, I do, and it's kind of a sequel to all the movies we've done so far. So there's Captain America, Iron Man, Thor.
Oh yeah, Thor's the one where we shot like half his movie in Dutch angles, right?
Yeah, what was up with that? Was the tripod broken or something?
One of the tripod legs was broken, that's right.
I thought so.
So who else is there?
Well, in terms of superheroes, there's also Hulk, there's Spider-Man, there's—
Nope, not him.
What?
We can't have Spider-Man in there.
Oh, how come?
Well, we don't have the rights to the character.
Ah, crap, that's right.
Yeah, so unfortunately, we're never, ever, 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 ever gonna see Spider-Man in a Marvel Studios movie.
You all right?
What's up?
You had like a weird eye twitch or something. You have something in your eye?
Yes.
There was also a bell noise or something.
So what happens in the movie?
Well, there's a magic box called the Tesseract that's misbehaving, and so S.H.I.E.L.D. is trying to figure out why. And they're trying everything. I mean, they poke it with a stick and stuff.
Oh, poking it with a stick doesn't help?
Not at all, and then a portal opens up and out comes the big scary threat of the movie.
Is it a spooky skeleton?
Nope.
Because that'd be scary.
Yeah, but it's not a spooky skeleton, it's actually Loki.
Loki? From the Tilty Thor movie? I thought that movie ended with him killing himself by jumping into some kind of spatial abyss.
Yeah, he's fine now.
Oh, that didn't kill him?
No, and that's something I'd actually really like to start pushing in Marvel movies.
That nobody ever actually dies?
That's right.
I like it, so how does he survive?
Oh, we're barely gonna explain it.
Works for me.
So then Loki uses a scepter to mind control Erik Selvig, the scientist from the Tilty Thor movie, and also Hawkeye.
Hawkeye?
Oh yeah, he actually ends up being one of the Avengers.
What are his superpowers?
Oh, he's awesome. He shoots arrows. Very well.
Yeah, what else?
That's about it.
Oh,
but sometimes the arrows explode and sometimes they have computer viruses.
He shoots computer virus arrows?
Yeah, sure, I don't know.
All right.
So basically Loki wants to use the Tesseract to open a portal so his alien army could come through.
Where's he get an alien army?
When he was floating in space, he met this guy named The Other who works for this other guy, Thanos.
Thanos?
Yeah, we're actually gonna have a mid-credit scene where he shows up.
Oh, is he like the upcoming villain or something?
Exactly.
Amazing.
In 6 years.
What?
Anyway, so Nick Fury's like, uh-oh, stuff is crazy, I'm gonna move forward with the Avengers Initiative.
And what does that mean exactly?
It means they're gonna invite Bruce Banner, Tony Stark, and Steve Rogers to come hang out.
That's his plan?
Yeah, he figures if he could get them all in the same room, that'll kind of fix everything.
Huh.
Also, Natasha Romanoff from Iron Man 2 is there.
Oh, Black Widow's in this.
Yeah, so once again, she's gonna be in very tight leather, but this time doing even more action scenes.
Oh, I bet that's gonna be uncomfortable for her.
Oh yeah, I'd say so.
So what else happens?
Well, Loki's gonna get captured by the Avengers, but then Thor is gonna show up and try to take him.
How does Thor get back to Earth? Didn't he destroy the only way back at the end of his film?
Yeah, we're barely gonna explain that.
Gotcha. Well, I guess it's good that Thor's there now because they can get Jane Foster to help out.
Why would they do that?
Well, her and Erik Selvig are kind of the authorities on portal science, so if anyone can help out, it's her.
Okay, yeah, that's a good idea, but instead of doing that, they're gonna send her off to an island or something.
Oh.
Yeah, she's not even in this movie. It's more of a let's solve things with punching kind of movie.
Gotcha.
So anyway, Thor and Iron Man and Captain America get into a fight over Loki.
And so he escapes?
No, he just kind of stands around and waits for them to finish up.
Oh, doesn't that make them suspicious? That means he clearly wants to get captured.
Yeah, but they still bring him onto the helicarrier thing.
Huh.
So then it turns out that Loki's plan is to turn Bruce Banner into the Hulk.
Oh, well, I guess Bruce wouldn't be stupid enough to get on an airplane if there was any danger of him turning.
Well, to be fair, S.H.I.E.L.D. didn't tell him he was gonna be on a plane.
What? Why?
Because it was a fun little surprise. They were like, guess what? This boat's actually a plane. Whoa.
That seems wildly irresponsible.
Oh yeah.
Huh.
And then Loki kills this agent Phil Coulson.
Oh, but you said people don't actually die.
Yeah, no, I was thinking he could come back for like a spin-off TV show or something.
I love it.
So now that Agent Coulson is dead, they have something to avenge, and so they become
the Avengers.
That's right.
The awesome thing about that is that that's the title of the movie.
And so then a generic alien army come through the portal and the Avengers punch them for 30 minutes.
Punching is tight.
Yeah, and then S.H.I.E.L.D. is like, let's nuke the city.
What?
They immediately resort to nukes, I don't know.
Seems drastic.
Oh yeah, so then Tony takes the nuke into space and blows up the mothership, which he knew was there for some reason.
Amazing.
And so then all the aliens die all at once.
Why?
Well, the ship blew up.
Why does that affect them?
Because.
Okay.
And so, yeah.
But the portal is still open, right? Is that gonna be hard to close down?
No, actually, super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
What do you mean?
Yeah, well, when Erik Selvig was, like, totally brainwashed, he built in a failsafe, so they just have to poke it with Loki's scepter.
How did he manage to do that if he was totally brainwashed?
Oh, we're not gonna explain that.
Huh.
So what do you think?
Well, it sounds really cool.
Yeah.
But I think that this many superheroes is kinda crazy.
Yeah, I guess, kind of.
So in future Marvel movies, let's maybe not go so nuts on the characters?
Absolutely. We'll tone it down a notch. Hey guys, Ryan here. Hope you like that pitch meeting. There are a lot more on the channel, so be sure to check those out. And let me know what other movies or TV shows I should do pitches for. You could also subscribe to the channel. There's a button for that. And you can also check out ScreenRant.com for the latest movie and TV news. Thanks for watching, guys. Check in next Saturday for a new pitch.